Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel, and I wonder, did you ever try to concentrate on your work when your stomach feels upset? Pretty hard, isn't it? Well, there's just no point in putting up with that discomfort when you can enjoy wonderfully prompt and effective relief just by drinking a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, ladies, Alka-Seltzer really helps you feel better. It reduces excess stomach acidity. It relieves that stuffy, too full feeling. And Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles an unsettled stomach. Helps you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. That sounds mighty welcome, doesn't it? But let's face it, you can't appreciate Alka-Seltzer until you've tried it for yourself. So do try it. Get Alka-Seltzer at the drug counter. The next time your stomach feels upset, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Love and marriage, they go together. What's that, dearie, mail?
Oh, it's a menu from a restaurant. Somebody stuck it under the front door and rang the bell.
Oh?
It says, Lum Fong's Chinese Restaurant. Food to take out. Chuck it in the wastebasket, will you?
Oh, Lum Fong's. That's the new restaurant that opened up downtown a few weeks ago, isn't it?
Search me. You picked the wrong guy to ask that question. You know how I hate Chinese food.
Say, I've got a wonderful idea.
Ever since that experience I had in France during the First World War...
Sure.
The big war, with that lobster chow mein...
Let's have Chinese food for dinner tonight. Here.
Kiddo, maybe you didn't hear me. You know, France, during the war, the lobster chow mein story?
I heard you. You must have told me that 100 times, every time we get within 3 miles of a Chinese restaurant. And I still think it's silly.
Yeah? Well, if you were the one that had to eat it for 6 months just because the captain put a comma in the wrong place and ordered 100,000 cans instead of 10,000 cans... Did you ever have lobster chow mein for breakfast with hotcakes?
No, but...
Or stuffed in a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I know.
Ours was the only outfit that when we got up in the morning, each guy bowed to each other before we made our beds.
Oh, stop it.
When it was time for our outfit to go over the top, the lieutenant never yelled charge like the other guys. He yelled, gung-ho!
McGee...
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly, but me and Chinese food just don't go together.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Look, McGee, I've asked you 12 times to let me fix us a Chinese dinner here at home just once. But no, just because you had a sad experience in the Army...
Sad experience? Have you ever had to set a table for 50 with chopsticks?
Oh, forget it. Let's drop the subject.
Good.
It'd be such a treat for me not to have to cook dinner tonight. All we'd have to do is pick out something on this menu and order it on the phone. Well, let's forget it.
Good.
Wouldn't have to be lobster chow mein. They've got lots of other dishes we could...
Molly.
Yes, dearie?
If you're so set on Chinese food for dinner tonight, you call up and get yourself some Chinese food. But not for me. No, sir. I'll just cook myself a hamburger and eat it out in the garage.
Oh, forget it. Come in.
Good morning, my dear, and good day to you, Droopsnoot.
Hi, Slickhead. Pull up a sofa and park the pork.
Doctor, do you like Chinese food?
Chinese food? Well, I never did, Molly, till a week or so ago. A new restaurant opened up downtown, and Cuddles... Miss Cuddleson and I went there for dinner. Lum Fong's, it's called.
That's the place. Mm-hmm. Somebody slipped one of their menus under our door a while ago, and I thought it'd be a wonderful idea to have some Chinese food tonight. McGee won't hear of it, though.
I had a bad experience one time in the Army, Doc, in the First World War.
Yeah, I know. You told me. But this place is just sensational, McGee. It's the greatest meal I ever had in my life.
There, you see?
It was just delicious.
Well...
What's the name of that dish again?
Wasn't any kind of chow mein, was it?
No.
It wasn't made with hunks of lobster.
No. Oh, I remember now. This was called Sub Gum Bluey.
Yeah.
Now, McGee, you know how those names are. That doesn't mean it.
No, it was made with pieces of lamb.
Now, you like lamb. You know that.
And chicken.
He loves chicken, Doctor.
And kind of mixed vegetables with pieces of celery and herbs with the most wonderful flavor.
And noodles, I suppose. I hate noodles.
No, no noodles.
Okay, it's a deal. Order it, Molly, order it.
Quick, Doctor, hand me the phone.
Here.
Oh, good. Let me see now. We'll start with egg drop soup and maybe an egg roll and then... Hello, Lum Fong's Chinese.
Hold it.
Hmm?
I changed my mind.
Oh, dear.
I
McGee.
I can't help it, Molly. I can't help it. I'm sorry, but I keep seeing those poor guys in France trying to smile with a mouthful of lobster chow mein every time the captain came in. You ordered. You go ahead and order. Get it for yourself. I'll cook a hamburger and eat it out in the garage, like I said.
Oh, let's forget it. Well, thanks for trying, Doctor, but honestly, he's the stubbornest thing I ever tried.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you cannot always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. Now, that holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too. And they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I'm glad you dropped in, Wimp. Somebody to talk to. Molly's kind of annoyed with me today.
Oh?
Yeah. They stuck this menu under our door this morning from that new Chinese restaurant that opened up, Lum Fong's. Food to take out, it says. You ever hear of it?
Oh, my, yes. We ate there last night. A sweetie face, my big old wife and I.
Yeah. Well, say, she didn't by any chance order, what was that stuff Doc Gamble said? Oh, yeah, Sub Gum Bluey. She order any Sub Gum Bluey?
No, Sweetie Face ordered liver and onions.
Hmm.
I was the one who ordered Subgum Bluey.
Oh, you did? Well, how was it?
Oh, I had a terrible time with it, Mr. McGee.
I thought so. Hey, Molly, come here a minute, will you?
It would have been all right if Sweetie Face hadn't insisted on tasting it. That's what gave me all the trouble.
What you mean?
Well, she was so crazy about it, she wouldn't give it back.
Huh?
She made me eat the liver and onions.
Oh, I thought you meant...
I pleaded with her for the Sub Gum Bluey, but all she let me have was a teensy bit of sub, a weensy bit of gum, and a little dash of bluey. Oh, it was delicious. The stingy old thing ate every bit.
Did you call me?
Yeah, kiddo, look, I've changed my mind again. Let's order that Chinese food tonight, both of us. That Sub Gum Bluey, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
I've been told to agree that Sub Gum Bluey is terrific. So what the heck? Let's give it a try.
Oh, you'll love it, Mr. McGee.
I know you will, McGee. I'll order it for, 6 o'clock, okay?
Fine.
I promised Mabel Toops I'd come over and help her sew this afternoon, but I'll be home before 6 and with no cooking to do. Hello, Lum Fong's Restaurant. This is Mrs. McGee at 79 Wistful Vista. I'd like you to send over two...
Six. I hope Molly gets home from Toops's before that Chinese stuff gets here, because I'm getting hungry enough to eat it all by myself. So.
Well, McGee, I'm home.
Oh, good. You and Maple Toops have a nice afternoon?
Fine. We got a lot done. Well, bless your heart. Setting the table for Mama like a good boy.
Yeah. As soon as I put the salt and pepper shakers on and Lum Fong's delivery boy gets here with the stuff, we'll...
Oh, that must be the food now. I'll get the door. Oh, hello. We kind of thought it would be you. Yes. It has been rather chilly, hasn't it? Here's something for your trouble. Oh, heavens, don't mention it. Bye. Well, here we are, dearie. steaming hot.
Mmm. In a casserole dish, too.
I guess they come by and pick it up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that now. It's hot. Let's sit down.
Good, good. Ah, you know, I'm as hungry as a cross-eyed cat sitting in front of a cuckoo clock waiting for the little doors to open. Mm, this sub gum blue is as good as it smells. I'll never say another unkind word about Chinese food. That was just fantastic, Molly. Mm, most delicious dinner I ever ate.
I knew you'd like it. Now, aren't you sorry you've acted so silly all these years about Chinese food?
Yeah, yeah, I've been kind of unfair, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sub gum bluey was the most wonderful tasting stuff I ever flung a fang into. Boy, I've been missing some good eating by being so.
Yeah,
stuff.
Well, that's all water under the bridge now.
Mm-hmm.
Open your rice cake there. I'll pour some more tea.
Rice cake? Oh, with the philosophical sayings in it, huh? Like, he who puts on kimono backwards in morning don't know if he's coming or going all day?
Here, here's yours.
Thanks. Let's see. Boy, this is a long one.
Read it.
You are blessed with a beautiful wife who is a wonderful cook.
Go on.
She was the one who cooked this sub-gum bluey dinner this afternoon at my house. I made the rice cakes. Signed, Mabel Toots.
Yeah.
Hey, what, you mean?
I've had that recipe for months now, but the way your back goes up every time I mention Chinese food.
Well, if that isn't.
Now, listen, don't get mad. If anyone should get mad, I should. Imagine having to ask Teeny to slip that silly menu under the door and ask Dr. Gamble and Mr. Wimple to drop by to convince you.
Why?
And think of poor Mart Toops running through the streets with that hot casserole dish and that silly Chinese accent.
Mart?
Yeah, just to get my stubborn husband.
Well,
to...
I'll be sub-gum-bluied.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz up and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
Try it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
Glad you're cured of your silly prejudices about food, McGee. There are lots of good things to eat besides roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Well, from now on, Tootsie, anytime you got a recipe you want to try out on me, you cook it and we'll try it. Anything.
Good. You know, I've had a recipe for curried lamb that I've been
anything
wanting.
But that curried stuff. I had a bad experience as a kid on my Uncle Sycamore's ranch with some curried buffalo that a camp cook fixed. You see, he curried his own buffalo.
Skip
and
it.
Okay, okay. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played Mr. Wimple and the Chinese Mort Toops, and Arthur Q. Bryan was Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow, Mr. McGee invades the world of the arts, only to discover that the road to fame as an aesthetic craftsman is rocky. This is John Wald inviting you to hear about it tomorrow. Goodbye.
Today, listen to One Man's Family on most NBC radio stations.